Please find your seats.
So we know that the time that we're in now is the days of Sfiras HaOmer, the days of counting of the Omer, and there are a few differences between Sfardim and Ashkenazim in regards to some customs. We'll name the most famous one, and then we'll connect it a little bit to the Parsha. So the Halacha says, this is the Shulchan Aruch I'm reading from, Tav Tzadi Gimel, chapter Siman 493. We have a custom in our communities not to get married during these days, to marry a woman between Pesach La'atzeret ad Lag Ba'Omer, until Lag Ba'Omer, which is next Thursday. Because during that time, the students of Rabbi Akiva died. He goes on to the next halacha and says, Noagim Shol Istaper ad Lag Ba'Omer. Another halacha is, we have a custom not to get haircuts until Lag Ba'Omer next Thursday, Shomrim Shaz Pasku Milamut, because our tradition is that's when they stop dying. Ve'ainli Stopper Ad Yom Lamed Dalet Boker. So the Shulchan Aruch Sfarda custom is to wait till the 34th day, that's next Friday, before getting haircuts. Brian, we're sorry about that. We have to wait till Friday. Elim Kein Chal Yom Lag Be'erev Shabbat, Shaz Mistaprin Bo Be'pnei Chavot Shabbat. Unless Lag Ba'Omer is on a Friday, then you can get a haircut early. The Ashkenaz custom, it says, "Uvemidinot elu eino agin kudvarav ela mistaprin biyom lamed gimel." So the Ashkenaz custom, the Rama says that the custom is lamed gimel ba'omer. So basically, there's a disagreement between Ashkenaz tradition and the Sephardic tradition. When did the students of Rabbi Akiva stop dying? According to Ashkenaz tradition, they stopped dying on the 33rd day of the Omer. That's next Thursday, so you can get haircuts, get married, etc. But the Sephardic tradition is that they died a little bit still that night, the 34th at night. So we wait one extra day before getting haircuts. So I wanted to just take a moment, especially because this week's Parsha Achrimot Kedoshim, and we learned this year, 7th graders, 8th graders, you learned last year, the Pasuk, Ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha, the importance of treating someone with respect. I didn't realize this until this year. I just read first time. It says, by the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva, it says, "V'pnei shelo nagu kavod ze bazeh." They didn't show each other honor. I never made this connection, Simon, in my head. It doesn't say that they treated each other disrespectfully. It doesn't say, "V'pnei shenagu bebizayon," or whatever. It doesn't say they were disrespectful. It says, "Shelo nagu kavod." That means that they were probably not dissing each other out and bullying. That's how I always imagined it. They were just not showing each other honor. They weren't going out of their way to show each other respect. Shelo nagu kavod. They weren't saying anything mean. It was just not going out of their way. And I heard a story recently, just yesterday I was listening to a CD, and the story goes as follows. There was a man who would come to shul every morning, and an older fellow, and he would set up the shul, put sidurim by each person's chair. When people sat down, he would ask them, "Can I get you coffee? Can I get you a drink? Can I get you something before tefillah?" And that's what he did. He was sort of like the gabbai of the shul, and he would offer people stuff. So there was one younger fellow in the shul who, when he came in and he saw this older fellow doing this day after day, he asked him, he didn't think it was right in tefillah to be offering people drinks and to be talking in the beginning of tefillah. You know, shul is a place to be quiet and not to talk. So he felt that what this older fellow was doing was wrong. So he decided to make a point of stressing that he thought it was the wrong thing to do. So when this older fellow came over to him one morning and said, "Can I offer you a cup of coffee, tea, before tefillah?" He said, "Shh, shh, hmm," you know, to show him, "We're davening, we don't talk now." So this fellow said to him, and this is why I wanted to share the story with you, because it connects. He said to him, "Do you think what we say before tefillah every day, Hare ani mekabel alai mitzvata se shel ve'afta l'rech kamocha, you think that's just mere lip service? We're just saying, I am accepting upon myself to love my fellow like myself. We're just saying it, but we don't actually act upon it. We actually have to act upon it. I say it, and I try to do something every day before tefillah to show that I want to respect every person in this shul. So I give out the sidurim, and I offer people coffee or tea." So that's how this person implemented and was proactive about ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha. We have to think in our own lives, especially during these days, before Lag Ba'Omer, we have to think in our own lives, how can we go out of our way to show kavod ze laze? Not just not to bully and not to be mean, but go to the next level of showing each other kavod, showing each other respect. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to stand up for someone when they walk into the room, but it does mean that you can offer them help in school, help in notes, offer them a good word on the roof, That is what is expected of us, and hopefully we will be up to the challenge. Ashrei Yoshevei Techa, Yaruch HaSela.